You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 27th of May 2019, the beginning of a new trading week and in many ways a new beginning. Until now, we have been wondering about what will happen in the Lok Sabha elections and we have been given a clear mandate and a clear direction. The stock market seems to also know what its short-term direction is going to be. But is it going to be what we've been expecting or are there some surprises that we can expect along the way? All of that is what I bring to you on this morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, it was a historic week for the Indian markets as both Sensex and Nifty 50 hit fresh record highs and investors' wealth rose by over 6 lakh crore rupees for the week ended the 24th of May as Mr. Market cheered the continuity of reform process and the end of political uncertainty as Narendra Modi is set to become the Prime Minister for a second consecutive term with a majority for the BJP again. The S&P BSE Sensex, which touched a record high of 40,124.96, closed the week with gains of over 1,500 points, or 3.97%, while the Nifty 50, which hit a record high of 12,041, closed with gains of 437 points, or 3.8% in the same period. The average market capitalization of BSE-listed companies rose from 146.58 lakh crore rupees, recorded on the 17th of May, to 152.71 lakh crore rupees on the 24th of May, which translates into a rise of 6.1 lakh crore rupees in just 5 trading sessions. The rupee, meanwhile, on Friday, when we had left things off, rallied 49 paise to close at 69.53 against the dollar, in line with a massive surge in domestic equities following a decisive mandate from PM Narendra Modi's BJP in the general elections. On the provisional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 2,026 crore rupees, while DIIs were net sellers in Indian markets for 195 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be about the India VIX. We know that the Nifty has formed a large bullish candle on the daily as well as the weekly charts. India VIX, that is the Lal Street's panic button, fell sharply by 15.12% to 16.46 levels. Volatility index corrected by 41% during the week from 28.08 to 16.46. During the week, it made a 44-month high of 30.18, but post the election outcome fell drastically to 16.45 levels. The decline in VIX suggests that now short-term stability and formation of the higher base is seen in the market, according to experts. Adding option band signifies a trading range between 11,600 and 12,100 zones. Based on these, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today. So that's some technical talk now. 11,658, 11,859 and 12,041, which is the lifetime high. Maximum call OI at 12,500 and 12,000. Maximum put OI at 11,000 and 11,500. Which have been some stocks that have been in the news in the recent few days. Fortis Healthcare has reported a consolidated net profit of 151.19 crore rupees for the quarter ended March, as against a net loss of 914.32 crore rupees in the corresponding period of the previous fiscal. Infrastructure company PNC Infratech has reported a 25% jump in standalone net profit at 139.93 crore rupees for the quarter ended March, helped by higher income. And finally, Indraprastha Gas Limited, which retails CNG to automobiles in the national capital and adjoining cities, on Friday reported a 28% rise in its March quarter net profit on the back of higher sales. So, Indraprastha, PNC Infratech and Fortis will be some stocks whose movements we will be watching closely today. And finally, we spoke to Angel Broking, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be two buy calls today. HSIL has a buy call, last trading price of 286 rupees 85 paise, target of 317 rupees, stop loss placed at 269 rupees 40 paise for an upside of 10%. Raymond has a buy call as well, last trading price of 852 rupees 20 paise, target 938 rupees, stop loss 804 rupees for an upside of as much as 10%. Well, that's pretty much everything you need to know before getting into the markets today. Today is the 27th of May. The end of May is almost upon us. And that is true in another sense as well. As somebody keeps saying on the internet, June is the end of May, because Theresa May has announced the resignation from the Conservative Party and indeed the Prime Ministership. So how that is going to go and how that is going to affect the global markets is also something we will be keeping a very close eye on. Do, of course, join us later in the evening when I come back to give you an update of how things went down in the markets with an evening walk down the Lal Street. In the meanwhile, we'll also be taking a look at the beer market. Well, I suppose the election has come to an end one way or another. Somebody is trying to figure out how to hit the bottle. But what we've been talking about, what we will be talking about on that podcast is whenever you go to a restaurant these days, you see a lot of local beers, Simba and the White Owls and Beeras, etc., etc. And there is a craft beer pub pretty much everywhere around the corner. What is the market like and what are the challenges this market faces is a study we'll be taking a close look at over the course of today. So do please listen to that as well. Write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.